Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, October 6, 2020. Executive Council Meeting, October 5, 2020. The Executive Council met on Monday, October 5, 2020. The following are highlighted agenda items before the Council. The Council approved a request from the Attorney General's Office to retain Ryan Clark of Patterson Law Firm, LLP, as outside counsel pursuant to Iowa Code Section 13.3, Subsection 1, at a rate of $140 per hour to provide legal services in Michael Tim versus IMMC and State of Iowa and Second Injury Fund of Iowa. The Council approved a request from the Attorney General's Office to retain Ryan Clark of Patterson Law Firm, LLP, as outside counsel pursuant to Iowa Code Section 13.3, Subsection 1, at a rate of $140 per hour to provide legal services in Kent Doherty versus IMMC and Iowa State Fair Authority and State of Iowa and Second Injury Fund of Iowa. The Council approved supplemental and emergency allocations for approximately $815,000, including allocations for the following departments and purposes. Emergency allocations of approximately $53,000 to the Department of Public Safety, DPS, for vehicle repairs. Supplemental emergency allocation of approximately $4,000 to the Department of Natural Resources to repair damage caused by vandalism to the lodge at Palisades Kepler State Park. Emergency allocations of approximately $90,000 to the Department of Administrative Services to repair vehicle and building damage. Emergency allocation of approximately $4,000 to Iowa Workforce Development to repair damage caused by vandalism to the building located at 150 Des Moines Street. Emergency allocation of approximately $2,000 to the Department of Corrections, Anamosa State Penitentiary, to repair storm damage to the Tott wire system. Emergency allocation of approximately $19,000 to the Iowa Communications Network, ICN, to cover the costs of a damaged underground cable. Emergency allocations of approximately $643,000 to Board of Regents for building repairs on the University of Iowa and Iowa State University campuses caused by various events which took place between September 9, 2019 and July 20, 2020. The events included a lightning strike, a fire, burst and leaking water pipes, and a burglary. The Council also approved approximately $21,000 for the payment of cost items for the following purposes: approximately $7,000 to the DPS for vehicle repairs, and approximately $14,000 to various law firms for fees and services. The Council approved a request from the Department of the Navy to extend the loan of the USS Iowa BB-61 ship model from November 1, 2020 to November 1, 2021. Additional information is available from the Legislative Services Agency upon request. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Chris Euben, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-0134.